Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback. We highlight stories that emphasize cooperation and resilience. Thank you, municipal councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Hartney Beginnings. This is encouraging. Families moving into the area, joining their fathers, husbands, and brothers to build this place. I'm James Hartney. It's 1884. 1884. We hear rumors of the railroad coming to Brandon in a couple years. That'll make it easier. Settlers coming to southwest Manitoba have a long trek with ox cart. I came 3 years ago, bought 2 sections of land and hired men to work it. Men here live mostly as bachelors. They need cash to invest in their own farms so they can bring their families from Ontario. Sam Long and John Fee were the first European settlers in the area. That was in 1881. They built a soddy and began plowing, planting, and putting up hay. They both went to the city to find work that first winter. When they came back, they found their home crowded with 17 people, all needing temporary shelter, while they built their own sod homes. Imagine, in the spring of 1882, theirs was the only shelter. My wife, Sarah Jane, and her family arrived 2 years ago. Our success started when we imported a carload of Red Fife wheat from Minnesota. Red Fife makes great-tasting bread and grows well on freshly broken soil. We've had great crops, so our reputation as a first-class wheat-producing district has been established. Settlers keep arriving. At first, our farm was the center of the new community. We got the right to open a post office, which somehow was named Hartney. We also set up a store and, a bit later, a blacksmith shop. It looks now like the railroad may come through about a half mile north, so, like many places, we may move the community. But here we are for now. Rough shanties are being replaced by comfortable wood-framed structures, so families can settle in. Seeing a community grow out of the prairie soil is a wonder to behold. And let me add, we now have a school. It's just outside the village. It's comforting to see children walk to and from school. Unlike out east, we don't worry about children being out and about, and parents are too busy to spoil their children. So children who live in the village often walk with their teacher, and some have to cross the sewers in a rowboat. They walk 2 miles to school. If the river's high, they just don't get to school. One thing we don't have enough of is quality wood for firewood, lumber, and fence posts. It's becoming a tradition for families to head to Turtle Mountain in winter to cut wood. That's a 60-kilometer trek. We start at 4 a.m. the first day, let the horses rest the second as we cut with saws and axes and load the sleighs. Before dawn the third day, we head back, getting home well after dark, as it's a heavy load for our horses. The fourth day, though, is the best. We wake up knowing we'll be warm through the winter. In this climate, that's a great feeling. So this is the community of Hartney. Sarah and I are so proud it carries our name. Betty Sawatsky and I adapted Hartney Beginnings from a story written for Vantage Points 1. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association at vantagepoints.ca. See you later.